Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by Lacoste Construction Group, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Friday. I hope you are staying warm out there, and I hope that you are bringing some sunshine to this dreary day. We'll do that here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Want to kick everything off just first by reminding everybody that Pensacola Habitat for Humanity is here to bring people together, to build homes, communities, and hope. They're building forever homes, strengthening relationships, and restoring communities. You can learn more about Habitat for Humanity by visiting PensacolaHabitat.org. Y'all probably know by now I'm a huge advocate of our Pensacola Habitat chapter here in particular. It is special. It is awesome. And the women build that happens every October is one of my very favorite things. So make sure you're checking them out. PensacolaHabitat.org is where you can find out more. And this morning, I am especially grateful to welcome my guest, Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction, and it's the first time we're talking since the new year. So Jesse, good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Same to you. Thanks for having me.
How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. We are already off to a great year.
That is such good news. Well, so since last we met, did you have a nice holiday or things
absolutely,
are rolling?
Absolutely. I did. I got some rare time off.
Woohoo!
Got to spend some time with the kiddos and family. Some friends, so that's always nice. I got the team a little R&R to do the same, so we are back and motivated and back in action, and it's been a great week.
Hey, that's great. I love that, hearing that. First of all, I'm so glad that you took some time and the team got some time. It is one of those things, it seems kind of counterintuitive, but when you take that pause, you take that rest, you really do come back better.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so what's been on the horizon for you as we enter this brand new year?
Some great, great projects coming up. We're kicking off a couple new builds this month, a couple more next month, sprinkled with some renovations. So very, very exciting times. Also have some new tools coming into action on the finance side. So,
ooh, that's always exciting.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Help even more families.
And so I want to make sure everybody knows, if you're just tuning in or you haven't caught any of our conversations before, Lacoste Construction Group is pretty special in that one-stop shop. And you hear that a lot, and especially in, I think, custom construction, renovations, the type of work that your team does. It is so uncommon that it almost just, it bears repeating. Like, what all does that mean?
Yeah. So we can actually take you, of course, from initial conception, just a conceptual project, through every phase, really, from financing if necessary to design, planning, consulting, engineering, and then, of course, turnkey construction, whether it be new construction, renovations, or even commercial.
And I think that's the part why, like when you're mentioning we're going to have these new finance tools, that you might not hear that with your typical contractor or builder,
yeah,
because that's a service that you offer that's just part of that complete package, and really cool. I also want to remind people, if they have questions, that they can reach us here right now during the program, 437-1620. So if you have a question here on air that Jesse could answer with his vast expertise, you are welcome to get in touch. Or Jesse, if people wanted to reach out to the team directly, what's the best way for them to do that?
Best way is to reach us at the office, 850-332-5156. Or you could always visit the website, lacosteconstructiongroup.com.
Every time I go to your website, I have to tell you, I have kitchen envy. It's such a beautiful image in the background.
Thank you.
I'm like, I want white subway tile. I want these lighting fixtures. It's very zen for
us. I appreciate that feedback. A lot goes into every design. Of course, every design is completely unique, completely custom tailored to every client. So, speaking on finances, we've had, and some of the new finance tools we have coming into action, we have a family out in Cantonment right now that we were actually able to, we're going to be performing a master suite addition on their house with a couple small incidentals here and there, kitchen updates sprinkled in. That said, we are able to pull off a refi for them. We're going to lower their payment, nothing out of pocket, aside from our upfront, you know, contractor fees, GC fee, design, but as far as in their mortgage, no closing costs, no upfront payments, anything. Lower their mortgage by $100 a month and pull out six figures.
Wow.
To do a master suite addition.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Unreal.
I mean, unreal. That's just going to change their entire home.
Absolutely.
Plus some kitchen updates along the way. Like, that's always
for
a good
sure.
thing. How awesome. So I'm glad you mentioned that too, because we've talked in the past and just really want to hit home on this. Y'all work with every budget. Because you're doing custom, you're doing unique
yes.
designs, but that doesn't necessarily mean boutique price tag.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So what we do is, with us reverse engineering every project, we can start with that budget, especially with us being the financer in many cases as well. We'll start there as step one, and we'll take that budget, reverse engineer, and then design the project in accordance to the budget. That way I can guarantee a locked-in price down to the dollar before we ever start the job.
And I have a quick story of someone I was talking with yesterday who is going through the process of, I think it's fully new construction design all the way through. They're working with a custom builder, and they started last February just with the design. They are now almost a year later. It's, I don't even know how many months behind schedule, and it's $100,000 over budget.
Wow.
Which kind of blows my mind that I'm like, okay, I don't know. Yeah. I don't have $100,000 in my budget to start with. But then to go over that much, it just made me think how significant that differentiator is with Lacoste Construction Group, is that y'all do reverse engineer, start with the end in mind, so that that's just not something that happens.
Well, and it's something that we're capable of, being that we are the designer, you know, the engineer and the constructor, you know, involved all in your project from basically a consultant all the way through. That's what makes the difference, you know, because what you just mentioned, there's, as wild as it sounds, it's not uncommon at all. It's actually the norm when it comes to custom construction. It happens almost every time.
That's so sad. Like, here's your dream and you're working towards it. And then it's mind blowing, but I guess probably commonplace at the same time.
In this industry, it is. And I think that's one of the biggest things that sets us so far apart, is us being able to give that guarantee. Hey, here's what you're getting. Here's your plans. You know what's coming. You know you're in love with it before we ever start. We are the designer, again, and the constructor, as well as, you have a locked-in cost. We even break it all the way down to monthly payments, because that's what matters. You know, overall budget is important, but what truly matters, especially on a finance project, is monthly affordability. So we break it down from that level, and with rates being so awesome now, we call it cheap money.
Yeah.
Money's cheap right now. You know, so much more bang for the buck.
Like that.
And we let that payment scale with that overall budget is for us, and then we use that for the project.
And so that's generating some questions. So if we'll go to a listener question real quick.
Yeah.
So this listener would like to know, what kind of financing is available today for people with good credit to do something a little smaller scale, say maybe like a $35,000 kitchen remodel?
Yeah, there's several different tools out there, from a cash out refi to a home style renovation. I think that's always a lot better tool there. The difference there is, and we've talked about this in the past on this show as well. We've helped a couple's families out in the Navarre area with this. We did a home style renovation where basically, instead of doing a cash out refi, which is based upon the current value of the home, we turn around and treat it almost like new construction, where the loan amount is based on the after repair value. So it's based upon my design plans of what the home is going to be. And then you have a higher loan to value rate. So instead of 80% loan to value, you have a 90%. So what that means in layman terms is, the lender is going to lend you more, a higher percentage on a larger amount for the same home in its current condition. At a better rate. A win-win-win. You can't beat it.
That's it. And do you have, with the financing tools and every, like the pre-approval, everything that y'all do in that process, do you have banks that you partner with or that you would recommend?
We do. We do. Well, we have, of course, we are, have our own finance license as well. So we do finance in-house, and then we have some partners. We strategically got Crew Lending is a great one that we partner with quite a bit.
I've heard of them. I've heard good things about them.
Absolutely.
And so what are those? This was another listener question. Great question. What are those interest rates looking like? I know we've heard lately that they're very low. Do you know off the top of your head?
That's the sticky question, because keep in mind, I like to be careful there. Well, I just mentioned the Crew Lending. Taylor Pittman over there is just phenomenal, by the way. She really, really helps us out a lot when we rely on our partners in that field. And she hates when I quote rates, by the way. so I like to give more so a bracket there. People are leaving in the threes, low threes, all day long. We have seen them in the twos, but again, you know, just carefully speaking, it's situational. But it's not uncommon at this point.
And so if, and we've talked about this before too, about what, you know, this timing and just where we are in history with those rates being so low. If someone was sitting on the fence or had been thinking about that master suite addition or the kitchen renovation, would you say, like, new year, new house, like, now is a good time to go forward?
It really, really is. Anything could happen in the next 6 months, you know. Last year was an election year, and there's a lot of other things around COVID, you know, many other, you know, variables there. So, yes, you could wait out rates. You could choose to do that, hang on another 60, 90 days, but you are gambling mm-hmm. if you're doing that. So mm-hmm. right now it's so hot that you would feel silly if you waited it out and couldn't jump on board in that 2 to 3 range.
So true. So true. And that brings up another question that we have coming in. Thank you so much for texting your questions to 437-1620. What kind of credit rating do you need to have to get this done? So to qualify for those kind of rates, yeah. is there a range that people should be shooting for?
Yeah, I usually say at least, you know, higher sixes. A seven is going to get you a lot better rates, of course. But that's the really neat thing here. And one of the things that sets our finance side apart as well is it's custom just like our construction side. So the neat part there, and what kind of, and I'll explain that, I'll kind of expound a little bit on that. It's not your traditional bank or credit union style pre-approval and kind of cookie cutter system. It either is or it isn't. It's very, very situational. So what we do is we submit an entire package on what you're trying to achieve, what your personal financials are, and all of those minor details that go along with that, and then we look at everything situationally. So there's not really a cut and dry answer there. What I would encourage anyone to do with a question like that is to reach out to us. Reach out to our office, 850-332-5157. You can set up some time to speak with me on the phone. And what I could do is I like to look at each individual case like that and just see what I can do to help.
So that is definitely the best place to start, because you have probably by this point seen all kinds of different projects come through,
oh, yeah.
visions, requests, credit scores, financing available, all that kind of stuff over time. And getting that individualized attention, there really is no substitute for just taking a look at it specifically.
Well, and that's what we're set up for. You know, we're not a huge, huge company. We're not a, you know, a volume builder. We're not a volume-based company. We're more boutique style. You know, it's a limited number of personnel in the office that we just only take on so many projects, and we cater to those individual clients. Really getting to know them, getting to know their situation, getting to know their vision, and then coming up with the best solution on how to bring that to life.
And what is that looking like now with your, just kind of the workload or the turnaround times? I'm sure, I know we've talked, it depends on the project.
Yes.
But just like
very much so.
Getting started, you know, if someone calls today and they have a vision and they're ready to get pre-approved, what's that kind of looking like?
Yeah, because of outside circumstances, you know, county, some of the changes they've made due to COVID last year and a number of factors, considerable factors like that, we've kind of gone from that 90 range to about 90 to 120, which in this industry is still phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, you know, one of the stories you were just telling me, that's not uncommon at all. Most people, you know, looking to design and build either a large-scale renovation or a full custom home, they'll be working with an engineering firm for 6 months plus, tweaking, you know, before they can even get a set of plans and bring it to a contractor to get a price on. So what we're doing, they know right off the gate. They're approved. They know the price. And then we're designing and, you know, and working out those minor details. And we're not only done with plans, but we're breaking ground in 90 to 120 days.
And I'm glad you said that, because I think that's the biggest difference. It's not like, okay, here's your paper. with your drawings and like, all right, now you're ready to go do the next step. It's really truly out there. Let's get started. Let's dig in. The part that is just so exciting, like
breaking ground
owner. Yes,
I'm so excited for our clients. I got to tell you, the ones this month and quickly coming up next month, all these new builds kicking off. That's the most exciting thing. You can see because they've been through some of these steps. We have three preliminary steps. First one's design, second one's engineering, financing as well simultaneously if that's considerable in that with that particular situation, and then third is permitting. And we'll go ahead and do some pre-orders on certain materials that have a longer lead time, i.e. trusses, things of that nature. And they're right there in that third phase, about to break ground in literally weeks, one of them 2 weeks or less. And that's just the most exciting time because it's all – they've gone from conceptual – till we've put it on paper, they got a visual for it, and now they're about to see it erected and come into life.
Now, exactly. It's coming to life. It's coming literally raised from the ground up.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned permitting, and I know that you do work in Santa Rosa County. And I also know that Santa Rosa County is working to move some of their permitting processes online, where people can apply, like individuals can apply for their own permits online. Have you seen any of that come through in your work?
Yes. And we have to do the same now, actually, as contractors.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that was some of the changes that I was referring to with COVID. It's made things a little wonky, a little silly at first. We're kind of getting in a rhythm now. Of course, that's one of the things that contractors have wanted for a long time now. It's like, hey, we're in the 2020s now. Let's get up to speed.
Right, can we please use our computers?
Some things, use some technology here. But some of the counties have... I had to hold off on that, and kind of catch up, bring up to speed. And it happens, with each municipality. That said, they were forced to do it all at once, and that's never ideal.
Right.
So, and they're working hard, and they're struggling, too. They're really doing a great job to try to keep up. But we were using a brand new system that they're building while we're using and still working the bugs out on. So.
Right. As one of my mentors used to say, you're building the bicycle while you're riding it.
Yes.
Just trying to go along. And I think that's kind of one of the exciting things. Like you said, there's some challenges up front, got to front load some of those wrinkles to smooth out. But in the long run, how great to have these tools and kind of push ourselves forward.
Yes, absolutely. Because it forces you to do so. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Now you have to.
have to adapt. And I think that's another neat part with us, being a true consulting firm from, step one all the way, to the very, very end of the project, is our clients have someone that is familiar, that is on the front lines, that walk them through all of those new changes that they're not familiar with.
That is so huge, because even if you had a great, amazing, thorough handover from, contractor to contractor or part to piece, it's still can get lost.
So many gaps to fill.
In translation, and that just isn't a consideration because it's one team all the way through from the get-go. And I want to make sure we're talking a lot about residential and major renovations, new construction. Y'all also do that commercial side of things.
We do. We've done restaurants, spas. We've done a lot of base work. So, of course, our background is a pretty wide range there. So, yes, we're definitely available for commercial construction as well. We actually have some of our own developments about to pop up towards the end of this year as well here in Pensacola and in Santa Rosa County.
Oh, that's exciting. Are there any that you can share with us?
Some of them are still conceptual, so I'm very, very excited about them and tempted to, but I'm going to hold off for now.
Okay, that's the teaser trailer. Stay tuned for more. That's exciting, and I know we've talked in the past about some of the really just unique and really very cool projects that your team has had a chance to work on. I'm thinking specifically about that spa.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. Some great friends of mine are opening a spa over on 9 Mile, and we are plugging away on it now, and it's going to be a beauty. It's going to be a beauty, and it's one of the neatest things, I tell you. It's a floating pod spa, and I am going to be their first customer.
I'll be second. I'll be right behind you.
Be in line with
you.
You
go first.
Yes, I'm so excited for them. To get us close, and they're looking at a late spring, early summer opening.
Okay, that was my next question: when can we look forward to this? So that's coming along, and talk about social distancing. Perfect situation.
Oh yeah.
To just be isolated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. What we're required to do there keeps that facility so spot on and so clean. And so it's the technology we're using there is ahead of its time, actually.
And that's, I know, something that we've talked in the past, your team and you as the leader of your team value so highly is being on that cutting edge of the most, like we're talking about finance tools, but also just what is the technology, what is the industry standards above and beyond.
Absolutely. When it comes, from financing to even from a structure, you know, standpoint, framing well above and beyond Florida code, which is already stringent compared to other states. And then when it comes to just technology integrated, in, especially on our residential side, you know, every home that we design is a true smart, fully automated home.
That's so exciting. I was talking to a guy the other day who had set up his, he's using like Google as his ecosystem with the lights and the Nest and all of the stuff. And I'm like, man, I thought my Ring was pretty cool, but his whole house
is
fully integrated.
And we can basically, take that and take that so much further. I mean, you can, if you can dream it, we can do it. I mean, you can talk to your blinds.
Yeah.
You can step inside your shower and the glass instantly fogs.
Ooh. Man,
we can take it that far.
So if someone, I'm envisioning how you could turn a like really cool Airbnb where you can offer these features, where if you're living in it, that's cool. But if you can offer it in a way that's maybe bringing you some passive income, it might be a good time to update and upgrade.
You're reading my mind right now. It's the plans that I have in the future.
Oh, really? Oh, how? All right. I'm finally starting to think like Jesse LaCoste. It's coming. That's so exciting. I mean, it really is. We are living in the future. I feel like this past year made it easy to get bogged down and weighed down and just, you know, trying to survive. But there are ways that we're, you know, even just like the permitting, we're getting pushed forward whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
So we might as well lean in.
That's right.
And make it awesome and live like the Jetsons and do what we can. So what is coming up kind of on the horizon? Where are you headed next in your day?
So I'll be out today actually checking some of these cool job sites that I'm talking about, prepping for some of the new ones, and then looking at some of the historic renovations that we have going on.
Oh, and I know you love the historic renovations. You have a special place in your heart.
Yes, that is where my heart belongs. Of course, one of our own that we're, it's getting ready to hit the market. It's actually already on there for pre-sale right now, downtown on Belmont.
Oh, okay.
Walking distance to the Pensacola Bay Center.
Oh, wow. And that's just such a great part of town right now to be looking at, like just
it really is
that area.
The value is so great there. You know, a great, quiet, little quaint neighborhood, walking distance to all of the restaurants downtown, to all of your entertainment. You can't pick a better spot.
That's so exciting. And so that one's under renovation, or that one's available or becoming available?
It's open for pre-sale right now. It's currently, we're wrapping up framing. So it's about ready for walkthrough. You can kind of see the shape of the home. It's very, very exciting point in the project right now.
Aww.
So anyone interested in something like that, contact Rod the Realtor. Rodney Waits at Equity and Trust.
Okay, Rob the Realtor. I like that. Easy to remember. And so, Jesse, will you tell us one more time in just the last couple minutes here the best way for people to get in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. So most efficient route is just calling our office directly, 850-332-5157, or visit our website. That's a great way to check us out. It's a great way to get to know the team, LacosteConstructionGroup.com.
LacosteConstructionGroup.com. That's the place to go. You can go see my kitchen envy. That photo there of that beautiful design, and just I'm so excited for everything coming up in the new year, everything y'all have happening, especially with those new finance tools. Would you offer words of encouragement if people are thinking about it, maybe been going back and forth, not really sure what to make a move next? It seems like just give a call.
It's definitely the time. It's at least worth making a call. See what we can do. Like I said, every situation is completely different. We like to look at it on that level. I encourage those people to give us a call at the office. Let's set some time aside. Let's talk about your situation. Let's talk about your goals and your vision, and let's see what we can do to help.
Hey, speaking of goals and vision, are you a New Year's resolution type of guy?
I'm an every week religion.
I feel that.
I'm hard on myself.
You know what, though? That might be end up being more successful. We were talking at the beginning of the year about New Year's resolutions. 80% of them fail by the end of January or just 2 weeks in.
Yes, I'm more of a don't wait until New Year's to start right now.
Oh, I like that.
Start today.
Start today. No reason to
Don't wait for Monday.
Right? That's true. There is nothing magical about January 1st. Like, every day is a new day to start new. So do you have anything this week that you are focused on?
I am actually tightening up on my own diet and health.
Oh, good for
and
you.
And digging a little bit deeper into Lord's Word.
Hey, I love that. Well, we'll do that together. High five.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Jesse. It's always so great to catch up with you.
You as well. Thank you.